Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to you mothers out there. Thank you's the great one, not we thank you too. But anyway, did I ask you how you are? How are you? Blessed indeed. We have great readings today, and I just want to focus on really the last phrase of the second book of Revelation. And it begins, and it just says that he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The intimacy of a God who comes to wipe away our tears. Huh? 30 years ago, when I was Our Lady of Peace, I had one of my girls who was a junior in high school at the public school. And great girl. And she used to be very active in the youth group. But again, people would pick on her like a lot of people bullied in those days. And once she was sitting in the lunchroom at McDowell, and she was crying, not sobbing, just crying. It was one of those days. And a senior came up to her and wiped away her tear and says, Jesus wants to wipe away every one of your tears. And that's what brought her to Jesus, because she saw Jesus through this person as someone who loves her, that's someone who's intimate with her, that's someone who wants to help her when she's in her worst moments, that wants to help her get through her tough times. And so first of all, we got to make sure that we think good thoughts about God, that God is one who sits there and wipes away our tears, that God is one who would go to the cross to die for us, that God is one who, it says in the gospel today, who know his sheep know him, and he gives them eternal life, and no one could snatch them from my hands, he says. Think about that. No one can snatch you from God's hands. Now, you can leave because you got a free will. But as long as you're running to him and turning to him, he says, no one, that means the devil, no one on this earth, will snatch you out of Jesus' hands. That's a great place to be, that here this God of the universe loves us so much that he sits there and wipes away our tears. But then the story should also remind us how we're called to be instruments of that. Huh? She was in my youth group, but I never said that to her. Right? But some kid who wasn't Catholic, she's no longer Catholic as an aside, told her how Jesus wants to wipe away her tears. And he became the instrument of God to her. We need to be these type of instruments to other people. You know, often we're people who do division. Again, with me, I've done it throughout my life. You know, I sat there and I don't know if I told you, but I've been seeing a counselor now every week for the last 2 months. I'm much better, don't you know? And it's trying to deal with my anger issues. Can you imagine? I got anger issues. And the counselor's thing is to try to stop from people from pushing my buttons. Now, I said, if you can do that, you are a miracle worker. But it has been working. And a lot of it, we focus on the environment. We focus on, like, if someone comes up and hits my knee, if it's no big deal, I don't react to it. But if I just had my knee operated on, I react big. So it's so much going on inside of me and other people, and I get it. And so, but I was sitting there thinking, how often have I caused people to cry instead of wiping away their tears? And it's like, And I thought, first of all, my mother, because it's Mother's Day, and people in our family, that how often that I might have hurt my mother as I was growing up, even as I got older. And my job, like, I'll go down here today to be with her, because she was crying this past week, literally, because she says, are you coming down? Yes. And someone else wanted to take her out. And I says, go out, I'll see you afterward. No, I want to stay, I want to see you. And I'm thinking, my job is to wipe away my mother's tears. That's your job, to wipe away your mother's tears, not cause tears in others. And then, you know, today, if you haven't already saw it, today I put out a video of apology to Church Militant. Because, again, bringing division, which I have done before, I want to sit there and try to bring unity, because that's what God calls us to, especially our brothers and sisters in the church. So instead of dividing us, God wants to unite us, and he wants to wipe away our tears. Also this week, another video came out on me. They talk about me, not this, another group constantly. And a couple years ago, I was giving a talk in March of 2017 at a talk up in Grand Rapids. And it was about leaving a legacy and how I do it. And then, of course, they took part of my talk out and just used a minute or two of it and threw it out. And it makes me look like a madman. And if you were to take my passion talk and take a moment out of it, I'd look like a madman. Exactly. Anyway, but when I tell stories, I try to mix the facts up so people can never tell who I'm talking about. I tried to mix up the facts 2.5 years ago, but some family in Erie went and took that upon themselves and said they were taught. I never said anybody's name. And that killed me that someone would think that I just sat there and I made it specifically about them, because this family, I know all the kids, and you can tell a tree by its fruit. And every one of these kids are great, perfect, holy, loving kids. And so when you look at kids, you can see what type of parents they come from. So again, I want to wipe away that family's tears. I don't want to cause any tears to anybody. And we need to be these type of people, that we need to be people who are instruments of Jesus. And sometimes we need to challenge one another. You know, like I was talking to my counselor and I says, you know, every time I talk, it always sounds like I'm angry. Doesn't it? Even when I'm giving a nice talk, it's my style. But when I really go off and I say things without thinking, which is a lot of times, then things can be taken out of context. So I just was been reflecting on my own life and thinking about, am I a person who wipes away the tears of others, or do I cause them? We need to be thinking about, all of us have to be thinking about that, that Jesus comes to wipe away your tears. And then as he does that to you, he wants you to wipe away the tears of others and be his instrument of that. So we all need to do better. We'll all pray for each other, because in the end, the only thing that matters is we become saints. And the saints are the ones who are the instruments and showed others who Jesus is by the way they live their life. You got it? You get it? You're going to live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.